At the top of our program today, about a dozen Michigan charter school authorizers from around the state journeyed to Lansing yesterday. They met with State School Superintendent Michael Flanagan about more vigorous oversight of the state's charter schools. Earlier this month, Mr. Flanagan warned that he would use his authority to hold authorizers more accountable for the operation of charter schools. He has emphasized the need for greater transparency along with stronger oversight of finances and academics. He also warned authorizers that he would stop the expansion of charters by authorizers who don't provide such oversight. Our next guest was in attendance at that gathering yesterday. Brad Weaver is policy director at the John Engler Center for Charter Schools at Central Michigan University. CMU authorizes 64 charter schools around the state. Brad Weaver, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
For our listeners who pay less attention to the charter school landscape here in Michigan, remind us of the role that authorizers play. Every charter school has an authorizer. Tell us about that.
That's correct. Under Michigan statute, there are four different organizations that are allowed to authorize charter schools. Those would be local school districts, intermediate school districts, community colleges, or the 15 public universities. In their role as an authorizer, they issue charter contracts to applicants after going through a rigorous application process, and they hold these schools accountable to the provisions within that performance contract.
Okay.
There's very specific educational goals that are laid out within the contract, and our statutory responsibility is to oversee that school's compliance with all applicable law and the terms of their charter contract.
And we'll point out the great majority of charter schools here in Michigan are authorized by a group of, I would say, three of you, three colleges, Central Michigan University, where you're at, Grand Valley State University, and Bay Mills Community College up in the UP?
I believe the three largest authorizers authorize about, it's over half of the schools where students, it's the schools where over half of the students, charter school students, attend.
Well, to get to yesterday's meeting, it reportedly involved proposed procedures that would involve suspending an authorizer. What did MDE put on the table yesterday as far as any kind of framework for moving forward with this?
Well, let's give a little bit of background first. The superintendent, Mike Flanagan, has had this statutory authority to suspend an authorizer's ability to authorize new charter schools if he has determined that they're not providing ongoing oversight, the necessary ongoing oversight of those schools. What we haven't seen to date is the process or how that would be determined that an authorizer has not been fulfilling their statutory responsibilities. Yesterday's meeting was about what that process would be, how the superintendent would go about determining whether an authorizer has fulfilled their responsibilities or not, ultimately to lead to that decision, potentially, of suspending an authorizer's authority to issue new contracts or to renew existing contracts.
So the process that started is about a more detailed identification of the criteria, really, behind a possible suspension.
That's
correct.
Do
I understand what you're saying?
That's correct. And the meeting was very productive. We felt it was a very good conversation with the superintendent. We took the opportunity to tell the story of Central Michigan University and the standards that we have established over the past 20 years. It's this year we celebrate our 20th anniversary of authorizing our first school. Over the years, we have developed best practices, policies, processes that have been a model for other authorizers in Michigan and across the country. About 10 years ago, we helped establish the Michigan Council of Charter School Authorizers. And through that, we established some oversight and accountability standards that we live and operate under.
Earlier this month, Superintendent Flanagan emphasized a number of standards that come from the National Association of Charter School Authorizers, and he mentioned several standards whereby the governing boards of charter schools need to provide oversight where too often, it appears, the management companies are providing that oversight. How much of the meeting yesterday addressed that topic?
I would say that specific topic was not discussed in great detail. The standards by which that you're referring to by the National Association of Charter School Authorizers was mentioned as you know, is this a framework that we could use that Michigan authorizers could use to operate under? The specifics within there, we didn't really get into that type of detail, but I want to make sure something's clear here. Here's the structure of charter schools: is you have an authorizer, the four organizations that I mentioned earlier, they issue a performance contract to a nonprofit board that is appointed by that authorizer. That is a local school board that is responsible for the daily operations of that school.
So you at the Engler Center do that. You're involved in that function.
We do not operate schools. We do not oversee the day-to-day operations of charter schools.
But what relationship do the authorizers have with the boards?
Our relationship with that charter school board is through our performance contract.
Okay. Can we fairly assume that the meeting yesterday was maybe the beginning of a much longer discussion? This is an ongoing discussion.
There's definitely going to be more meetings to come. This was a great first step towards having this conversation. CMU has been very open, and we appreciate the superintendent focusing on high quality schools. That's something that we have been committed to and have strived for the past 20 years. We think we've done some great work to move towards that, and we appreciate having the conversation with the superintendent.
Brad Weaver is our guest. He's policy director at the Engler Center for Charter Schools at Central Michigan University. CMU authorizes 64 charter schools around the state. You told me how many students are enrolled.
Just under 31,000.
31,000 charter school students in Michigan attend schools authorized by the Engler Center at CMU. Brad, are you aware of charter schools in Michigan where the management company enjoys oversight at the expense of what should be an independent board? Do you feel this is happening?
As I explained before, our role as an authorizer, we have a relationship with that board, with the board of directors that's responsible for that operation, the operation of that school. That board has the opportunity to contract with whatever entity that they choose to fulfill the terms of the contract that we have with them. If they choose to contract with a management company, that is their choice. We, as an authorizer, provide them with tools and information and resources to hold that management company accountable. We issue annual reports that cover the academic, financial, and operational aspects of the school. That is a very open and transparent way for us to communicate how we feel that the school is doing. But it's ultimately up to that board to determine if their management structure, whatever that looks like, whether it's a management company or they hire a school leader directly to operate the school, it's up to that board to determine how best to fulfill the terms of their charter contract. Our role is with that board, and whatever that structure looks like, we're looking for results. And we feel like we've got some positive results.
But do you hear from some of the boards that you work with that who are fearful that the management companies have been assigned too much leeway, too much authority, too much decision-making authority?
That would be a board member's responsibility to rein them in. They ultimately, that board member holds the power to hold that management company or whatever entity is out there accountable for results. So they hold that power. They have the ability to say, ABC service company, you're not fulfilling the terms of the contract that we have with you, we'd like to go in a different direction.
Are there charter school authorizers in Michigan who should not be authorizing charter schools?
I can't comment on that. I can only comment on what CMU is doing and simply say that we've established some high standards for authorizing in Michigan. We live by those, and we are more than happy to share the best practices and the policies that we have developed over the past 20 years. And we, you know, if anybody has ever needed any help or assistance, our door is always open. We frequently get visited by authorizers from across the country. We met with some folks from Idaho that are just getting into authorizing a couple months ago. So we're more than willing to share what we've learned and what we've developed. We feel that we've got some pretty good systems in place.
You feel like you've got standards that other authorizers might derive a benefit from.
Absolutely.
Superintendent Flanagan referred to earlier this month rooting out the bad actors, which is a pretty unflattering way to refer to people who are charged with educating young people. You're not seeing or hearing about problems in other with other authorizers and their oversight?
There's been some things that have been brought up in the news media lately.
Well, the Free Press article really was something of a game changer. The overall impact of that, it put the whole charter school landscape under quite a microscope.
I think part of the issue with the series of articles that ran about a month ago is it really took all charter schools and charter school authorizers and painted them with a very broad brush. It took a couple of instances of local mismanagement and some other issues and really painted the entire charter school sector as problematic. It failed to point out some clear areas where CMU provided information to the reporters about some issues that we had actually uncovered in our oversight process that we have. They reported on those. They failed to report that all of those issues were addressed in a very quick and timely manner. So all of the things that we've seen out there, we feel that again, we have systems and processes that are in place to address and make sure that schools are following the law and the terms of their charter contract.
But is the larger charter school landscape in Michigan transparent enough? That seemed to be the major takeaway of the Free Press series.
Well, let's be clear about something here. Charter schools are public schools, and they are required to follow the same laws, rules, regulations as traditional public schools are, including all transparency requirements. And that's the Open Meetings Act, Freedom of Information Act, the charter school statute. Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people have read the statute. When the law was changed in 2011, there were actually 64 new transparency and reporting requirements that were added to the law that required further disclosure for charter schools. Unfortunately, those things were not mentioned.
Are you suggesting that the conversation that Superintendent Flanagan wants to have with charter school authorizers is largely unnecessary?
I wouldn't say that it's unnecessary. I think it's a good conversation to have. I think any time we can have a conversation about raising the bar and setting higher standards is a great conversation, and we look forward to being a part of that.
I want to ask you about families. I mean, are you hearing from any of the schools that you authorize that might be scrutinizing charter schools more closely in the aftermath of the Free Press article?
I can't comment specifically on any specific stories from parents that we've heard. I think if you read some of the letters to the editor and the different things that have been put out there, I think you'll see that some parents are pretty upset at the mischaracterization of the schools that their students attend. We have to remember, nobody has to attend a charter school. Parents are making a choice to send their children to these schools. That's a really important choice. I have three kids of my own, it's a very tough decision of where you would like your kids to be educated. And when somebody attacks that and somebody, you know, calls into question a major decision that you've made as a family or as a parent for your student or for your child, I think people were right in being a little upset at the way that charter schools were characterized across the board.
Well, this is just part of an ongoing and very vigorous conversation about education in the state of Michigan. We look forward to continuing it, and we want to thank you for joining us here today. Brad Weaver, Policy Director of the John Engler Center for Charter Schools at Central Michigan University. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.